Okay, I've kind of guilty genre. This week, the next few days, is the most important week of this man. It's important to realize it's the most important week of this man, the next few days. The next week, maybe too, is the most important week of this man. Because this man started after Sukkot, there's a brand in the beginning of this man, it's Geshmak, until Hanukkah. Hanukkah is very, very weak in Yeshiva, for some reason. And after Hanukkah, the people that can pick themselves up and start marching weiter in this man are going to be successful this man. And they're going to take with them the whole hemship of this man from Sukkot to Pesach. And the people that petered off during Hanukkah can't get their act together this week, it's going to be a lost cause. I was recently talking to somebody, he told me that he wants to be able to figure out, he wants to be Ma'ayan and figure out why is it that he can't get his act together in learning. Why is it that Moshe can't get it together, Sedarim, whatever. Everyone can see where they're holding. In other words, for some people it's a nisayin to come to Yeshiva or not to come to Yeshiva. For some people it's a nisayin to stay for the last half hour of Seder. For some people it's a nisayin, the intensity with which we learn. But all of us feel at this point of his mind a certain tremendous holding back. Kafi, wherever we're holding and learning, a tremendous mani, a tremendous weight, a tremendous atzlus in pushing with the same levitikai as a few weeks ago. Sad thing to see, and it's a sad thing to see, because someone who's holding and learning, someone who's doing well, and he looks at a person who's wasting his days away, sees the whole picture very, very clearly. When you yourself are not the one who's held down, you see the picture very, very clearly, and you matmiya that how could it be day after day after day that a person's bunch of losing out another day? What's he doing? It's so exciting. This is a teva, I don't have time to go into now, but it's a teva that we have, that all of us are very understanding of chesrinus when we have them. When we don't have them, that's when we realize the full tema of it. I said many, many times the same mashal, I'll say again this mashal, that especially now in the winter, my wife comes home from work less than a half hour before Shabbos. So it's very, 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 very difficult to get to davening on time on Erev Shabbos. So I could go week after week after week, and it's mamish very, very, very hard to get her on time. Very, very hard. Now she comes home, starts, you know, she's starting her Shabbos preparations a half hour before Shabbos. But every once in a while, I manage to get here on time. And I'm davening Kabbalah Shabbos, I've said this a few times, I'm davening Kabbalah Shabbos, and it's geshmak to be here on time for davening. He's saying the Kabbalah Shabbos slowly, every single part of Kabbalah Shabbos, Kiddush. And then we're saying, the whole Chadaydi, and we're singing, and it's beautiful. And then we turn around, my boy Vishalim, and I see some guys made the mistake of coming in, my boy Vishalim. I see some guys slipping in. And it's amazing, automatically, my reaction is, how could someone come late to Kabbalah Shabbos Friday? How could such a thing be? Completely oblivious to the fact that most of the time, that's me. Because when you're doing it right, and it feels geschmack, and you're hooked in, and it's working, and it feels good, and it feels like this is the way it's supposed to be, then like you're matamia, like there's such an emptiness in not doing it this way. It's so rake, it's so dry. How could someone not be here? The same thing is true for people who are in yeshiva every day, with people who are learning shtark every day. The people that are here by seder, it's not that some people are here and some people aren't here. The people that are here and they're motivated and they're learning and they're enjoying and they're smiling through the cloudy days and the snowy days. Those people, they're matmiya. How could someone feel like it's better to spend many, many, many hours doing nothing? If I had to put on the scale, many hours of doing nothing or succeeding in learning, how does many hours doing nothing out? It doesn't make sense. They're matmiya. But when that same person will have a zman of yirida, that same person will have a hard time getting to yeshiva, he has no mystery. He understands it very, very clearly. It all makes perfect sense. What makes this man slip away? You have a pshat, Zisha, you have a pshat? What makes this man slip away? slip away. Someone who's learning, let's say, mediocre till now, Chanukah, let's just try to analyze. If we can figure it out, maybe you'll be able to help. Chanukah comes, it's very, very Shvach. And then we're holding now in the beginning of Teves. So you have Teves, Shvat, Adar, Adar. There's 4 months left of this month. So there's 4 months left of this month. Say, you ask anybody, would you want to do nothing for 4 months? Nobody will say yes. Everyone wants to do something for 4 months. Nobody wants to spend next. And yet you and I both know that there's going to be people that will do nothing for 4 months. Because every day will just like day and night just blur together, and another day will pass, and another running here, running there, doing nothing. And next week is mamash going to be shtag. Next week is a week. And then next week is sleep, wait, Sunday morning. Okay, fine. Next week. And it'll come pace of time and nothing happens. What happens? It's a tema. Who would want to do nothing for 4 months? Sixth week and the seventh week.
I know, I can do it. And also, like, to get down to your neck, I can feel it. It's a different thing.
Yeah, I was saying, this is painful. It's not. I'm not talking here like, I'm not diving with kavod. I'm talking like, I'm doing nothing. Nothing. I'm doing nothing. A couple of poker games. I'm doing nothing.
Well, I'm not so sure that that's true. Like, I don't know, like, I think a lot of people in 4 months are playing poker and going to movies.
I haven't met the guy that's like, oh, schmuck, I did nothing before. I haven't met that guy. Maybe one. I think it's a Prussian thing. I hate to talk psychology. I really, really hate to talk psychology. But it's a very, very Prussian equation. And when you break it down, it's mamsha pushes the equation. And it goes like this. I'm calling it psychology. This is Musar. It's Musar. Since I'm saying it in English, it'll sound like psychology. If I say it in Hebrew, it would sound like Alei Shur or something. I have to be talking English, so it sounds like psychology. There's a klal in a person. This is very, very, very important. I hope I'm going to have time to finish this. There's a klal in the way a person acts. Nobody does something. I shouldn't say nobody, because Zevi will say there's exceptions. I shouldn't say nobody. Rav Olam does not do something that's painful for them. Elamai, sometimes there's two things that are painful. So a person will always, always do the thing that's less painful. It's a Musar fact, psychological fact, however you want to call it. This is a fact. A person will always, given the choice of two things to do, a person will always go to the way that's less painful. That's Pashut like that. The problem is that there's immediate pain and immediate pleasure, and there's long-term pain and long-term pleasure. That's the problem. For example, let's say somebody smokes a pack and a half a day, and he's getting bronchitis, and he coughs, can't talk, doesn't feel good, can't make it up a flight of steps. I'm not talking about a guy, I really should stop smoking. I'm talking about the guy is sick as a dog because he's smoking. So he wants to stop smoking. There's no hashkafa here. I'm not talking about yeshiva policy. He's getting sick from the cigarettes. He wants to stop. So he stops. One day passes, he stops. Starts to feel a little better. The next day passes, his lungs start clearing a little bit. He starts to feel a little more geschmack. The next day passes, his appetite starts coming back a little bit. He starts to come back to himself a little bit. At some point, but then, mitzat sheni, the craving for a cigarette, starts to get stronger and stronger every day. It's been already 3 days since he had a cigarette, 4 days since he had a cigarette. He's hanging onto the walls, and he's chewing gum, and whatever he's doing, he's chewing anything he can get his hands on. His gemara has chew marks on it. He's going out of his mind. He has this craving for a cigarette. So for one day, the pain of having bronchitis is stronger than the pain of not having a cigarette. So he doesn't have a cigarette. The day two, the pain of having bronchitis is still stronger than not having a cigarette. At some point, the immediate pain of today, Wednesday, not having a cigarette, is stronger than my long-term pleasure that if I'll have, or pain, that if I'll have a cigarette, I'm going to end up getting bronchitis again. Even though it doesn't make sense logically, but at some point in the person, the pain that I feel right now outweighs the long-term pleasure that I'm going to achieve. Switches over, he can't hold himself back. Mamish cannot hold himself back. He'll have a cigarette. That's the type of a person. And the same thing is true with learning. And that's why it brings up a very strong point that I want to bring out. And that's the answer to the question. For a person to get himself to base measures, to motivate himself, to learn shtark, to accomplish, is, I hate that I'm quoted right now, is pain. It's pain. It's painful. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of energy. It takes breaking barriers. It takes discipline. It takes responsibility. It takes consistency. It takes doing a lot of things that none of us like to do. It takes pain. But the long term, after I do it for a long time, not even such a long time, I'm talking about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, after you do it for a while, the pain becomes a little bit less because you get used to it, and the pleasure kicks in. You have black gemara start lining up that you did, that you accomplished. It starts piling up. You have skills start coming in that you didn't know that you had before. Mechaven to Akasha, a Rebbe sells you that you see that you're learning Gevaldig, you feel like you have the respect of your Chaverim, whatever it is. Different things start coming in. You start feeling better about yourself. You're accomplishing, you're doing, you're less depressed because you're accomplishing something. The pleasure starts kicking in. The problem is, though, on any given day, if a guy fell out of learning, to that day, the pain of not learning is not as strong as the pain of learning. It's easier for me to stay in bed for today than to learn for today. Because today, when I come to Beis Medrash, I'm not going to have anything. I'm just going to have frustration. Because the first day back into Beis Medrash is inevitably a hard day. And it takes breaking barriers. And it takes getting used to being back in Beis Medrash and figuring out where everyone's up to and trying to find your Gemara. That's the best thing. That trying to find your Gemara sends everyone back to their beds. You know, and so on and so forth. There's two very important things. I'm hurrying up now. Maybe we'll talk about this again. Two very, very, very important things I think are necessary for this week of Zman. Mamish, the most important week of Zman. Is first of all, for a person to chazer to himself again and again, the feeling that he'll have in a month from now, not the feeling that he'll have if he makes tomorrow work, but the feeling that he'll have in a month from now if he makes every day work until the month is over, or even 2 weeks. And that's what he has to keep chazering to himself. Because when you look at it that way, imagine, I was talking to someone recently who told me he's not doing so well, this, that, whatever it was. And I told him, in a month from now, look back at the month before and you did nothing, or look back at the month before and as hard as it was, you battled the battle. It's so geschmack, such a tam, such a gewaldig tam, such a good feeling. I have battled it out. It's a winter's night, it's hard, I've been down and out a little bit. And to get into it and to work hard and to come to Zorim and to steig and to grow, it's such a gewaldig, there's nobody who will say that it's not a gewaldig feeling of accomplishment and of growth. It's a gewaldig feeling. And the feeling of a month passed by, I did nothing this month. I can't say one sentence. This month I accomplished, I can't say anything. There's nobody that will say that that's not one of those horrific feelings a human being could feel. Adam la'amo yulid, a person feels is in the best shape when he's accomplishing something. But for today, it's much more geschmack for me to lie in bed than it is for me to work on a gemara. Because I don't have at the end of the day, oh, I've been working for a month. And I don't have at the end of the day, I've been battling for a month. For today, it's much more geschmack for me to go out and get something to eat, or to run around, or to play poker, than it is to learn gemara. So that's first of all, it's very important to focus on the goal that's a little bit into the future. And the second thing, and this is so chashuv, is that a person has to set up his dharma, and this takes thinking about, in a way that he feels like he's eventually going to get a secret from. That means some people get a secret from learning, covering more blocks. Some people get a secret from knowing sugyas. Let's talk about each one. We'll just take 30 seconds for each one. Someone who gets something from knowing more blocks has to not skip blocks. Has to chazer them. Has to check off on a paper. He did amud, this amud, tzadik tesamud beis, tzadik tesamud alf, tzadik tesamud beis, kuf amud alf. So then after a week or two, you have to give yourself a chance. If you're going to learn in a way that looking back, you don't know what you learned, you don't know what you did, you don't have anything to look back on, nothing comes together, so you're not giving yourself a chance to let the pleasure outweigh the pain. So that's an important thing. You know, someone who finishes the Masechta, leaves that Gemara in his shtender. That's the Masechta that he finished. Every day he comes in, he sees a finished Masechta, a finished Gemara, and then he's working on this Masechta. There's a little bit of a push. At least he's giving a chance for the pleasure to outweigh. And a sugya is also someone who sits down to a sugya first seder. And today they're looking at a Rashba, and tomorrow to Rebbe Vega. It doesn't add up. It doesn't add up to anything. After a week, what do you do? I looked at a Rebbe Vega, then I skipped to the next site. My Rebbe was in a rush, so I skipped. It's important, even first seder, to spend the extra time, or even if you end up accomplishing less. And on first seder, I think the only etzah is to write. Write down. Gemara said this, Taisa said this, the Rashba said this, and start letting the pages add up. And in Bikiyas and Seder Sheni, in the second Seder, you can let the pages of Gemara add up. In Be'ion, when you're doing it every couple of weeks of Blacks, so the pages of Gemara is not going to give that good feeling. The way to do it is to get a notebook, not to lose the notebook, not to write phone numbers and doodle in the notebook, but to keep the notebook and to write down sugyas. To learn a Gemara with the Rishonim and Akroyim, and to write down the Maskana of the Gemara. The Rishonim asked this question. The Rashba says this, and the Ritva says this. Rebbe Vega asks, Kashrut Kegel says, you don't have to write any of your own Chidushim. It's not a Kindish Hazak. It's a very, very mature thing. You're being Misaking the sugya for yourself. You're summarizing the sugya for yourself. There's nothing that gives more clarity. And you can look back. I learned this sugya, I learned this sugya, I learned this. At least you have to give yourself a chance to let the pleasure outweigh the pain. If you're not going to give yourself a chance, your mom is like, you're stacking the deck against yourself. So I think it's important to think about both of these things. First of all, to think about the end, what's going to be in a month, what's going to be in 2 weeks. Not to think just about tomorrow, and to try to, each one of us, to try to think again how to develop our sdarim in a way that as days go on, we can have more and more satisfaction from our learning, and we have something to look back on, so that when the nisayon starts hitting, when the bed starts beckoning, we have something to fight with. One of our jobs when we learn Musar, and our jobs of an Eitara, is not just to fight the Eitara like with brute strength. We have to be conniving, we have to be intelligent, and we have to think of Kalem to fight the Eitara. So I'm talking this week, I think this is the most crucial week of this man. If we'll energize ourselves now, that we're not giving up the battle, and it's 4 months in, and we don't want to look in the end of 4 months, look back at four empty months. We'll have saved this man, and these days, especially this kufa of our life, one's man saved is a life saved.